Yesterday on the show, we talked about narration stamina and how many hours it may take you to read through an audiobook. This is not something to be undertaken lightly. You know, hundreds of hours, potentially. First of all, the prep work, and we'll come to the prep work and what that entails in a few days' time. But also sitting by yourself in a booth, reading out loud, page after page after page. You need that physical strength and also the mental strength as well, something else we're going to be touching on before too long. Today, though, your voiceover eye, brain, mouth control, because you've got to be really good at reading accurately, just sticking to the text. We've spoken about conversationality before, haven't we? And how sometimes, on some occasions, you may be able to veer away slightly from the text with some different sounds, and depending on the kind of script you've been given, you may even be able to ad-lib a little bit and bring some more of your own self or what you consider to be part of the character that you're portraying into the script. With audiobooks, that's a complete no-no. You have to read the text that is there. Now, some of this is up to your own interpretation, as we shall see over the forthcoming days, but you have to stick to the text. I mean, you'll probably have skim read the text before you actually start, and in the studio you need to be able to scan ahead as you read. Yeah, we've spoken about this before on the show, about how your eye can skip ahead several words while your mouth is trying to catch up, but in a measured and paced way. More mistakes means more editing time, leading to a disjointed read. And also, let's be honest, less money per minute for your work. Which is where punch and roll voice recording comes in. Have you heard of that? You will after tomorrow's episode. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.